This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I think we've got a pretty good show lined up today. The theme song playing is one called Soaring on the Strings. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle and myself play banjo. And that's a great entry to the song. Gives you time to make a cup of coffee before we really get this show underway. Oh, we just missed the bass run. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'd always had a nice ending on that tune, but I missed the bass run. Well, first up, we've got the Kathy Kellick Band from the album Time that came out in 2012. I always enjoyed the Kathy Kellick Band when I saw them, particularly at the Grass Valley Festival in California. Very entertaining, and I really like their approach to their music. The first track we're going to hear from them is one called Thinking of Home. Kathy Kellick on guitar and vocals, Andy Stanenek on fiddle and vocals, Dan Booth on acoustic bass and vocals, Greg Booth, that's his dad. Greg is the dad of Dan Booth, and Tom Beckerty on mandolin. Greg plays great dobro and banjo. They all sing. Here they are with Thinking of Home.
Pines on the old mountainside. can hear my mother calling as I sit here alone tonight. I can't see the smoke from the chimney. I can't see the old trail toward home. As I sit here alone in the city, I think of the folks that are back home.
The Kathy Kallick Band. Not frequent, but an occasional visitor to New Zealand down here was Peter McLaughlin, who's come out with Mark Miracle in various bands and played guitar and played some wonderful music out here. And from Peter, I got an album called The Colton House Sessions, Songs for the Southwest, which is a really interesting album with some wonderful music on it. I'll just say a note from the cover of the album. In 2014, we received a songwriting residency from the Museum of Northern Arizona. Songwriting residency, doesn't that sound good? Our goal was to create new songs that capture the rich history and incomparable beauty of the Colorado Plateau and other regions of the Southwest. We read books and articles and drew from personal experiences and family histories and cultivated ideas from museum archival photos and paintings. And the songs in this album are part of that experience. Chris Brashear on mandolin and fiddle, Peter McLaughlin on guitar, Todd Phillips on bass, and a little bit of help now and then from Charlie McCoy on harmonica, Al Perkins on banjo, Charlie Cushman on banjo, and we're going to hear two songs probably today from them. The first one is She Knows the River, and interesting songs. It's an interesting concept for a bluegrass session. I think you're going to enjoy this. The Colton House Sessions, Chris Brashear, Peter McLaughlin, Todd Phillips, and a song called She Knows the River.
Understands it well, as her songs and stories tell. She knows how bright the sandstone glows, like human flesh exposed in dusky velvet light. As daytime turns to night, she knows. She recalls music temples, pools and falls, West Canyon's secret coast, the cottonwoods and willows. She knows the San Juan silt between her toes, the tapestry walls echoes the song of a canyon wren, the harmony of the glen. She knows, and she knows the river as her lover, these up and downstream winds. She knows them as her friend, and she sighs and longs to see their faces. How she misses their embraces, the most sensuous of places. She knows.
Interesting song. Lots of good songs written about rivers. The city of Hamilton, where I live, is based on a great big river, the Waikato River, which is a very powerful river running right northwards from Lake Taupo in New Zealand right out to Port Waikato in the Waikato Heads. And it's a big, powerful river. Flood sometimes, but that was how all the trade happened in the early days, and because the land was fairly impenetrable. And I guess that's so of many, many rivers. Let's hear from the Kathy Kallick Band again with an instrumental called The North Carolina Breakdown. Goes like this. It's the Kathy Kallick Band with the North Carolina Breakdown, which is a tune that was written by Arthur Smith several decades ago, but they do a fine job on it. Very tight band and always fun to watch. Got to have another song that's self-written from Iris Dement from the album Infamous Angel, and this is one called Our Town, in which she's telling the story of Our Town. Whether it's an accurate depiction of where she lived, I'm not sure, but it certainly reads like it, and if you listen closely you might be able to determine just which town it is. Here's Iris Dement.
They say nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Beside the red neon light, that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and I ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on. Walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on. Sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town. You'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, cause my heart's about to die. Go on now. Say goodbye to my town,
Oh, isn't that a neat little song? Our Town, and that fiddle Stuart Duncan and that lovely tasty Dobro was by Al Perkins. Nice to see him appearing on some of the bluegrass tracks that I'm selecting at last. That's good. Let's hear a bit of classic bluegrass now from the bluegrass album band. Just get myself set up here. And Bluegrass Album Band, of course, which Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, J.D. Crowe, Bobby Hicks, Todd Phillips, again, and Jerry Douglas on Dobro. And here they are doing a Flat and Scruggs tune, I'll Never Shed Another Tear.
Have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings, so I'll never shed another tear. Have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings, so I'll never shed another tear. Now you should have told me, dear, only fool, then I'd never learn to love you so. Then I wouldn't have all these heartaches, my darling, dreading the day I'd see you go. I'll never shed another tear, now I don't care what happens. You have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feelings, so I'll never shed another tear.
Oh, it doesn't come any more classic than that, does it? A Flat and Scruggs song sung by the sort of all-star bluegrass band. Just sounds so good. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. This is where I have been most of my life, apart from a few years lived in Australia, playing music over there, and this has been the home of bluegrass music, as far as I'm concerned, for a long, long time. Everything I play is from my shelves that I've collected over the years, shelves full of CDs and LPs, and I'm just selecting from them every show just to try and give a broad picture of bluegrass music. And sometimes it's what I really like about the music, and sometimes it's what I find interesting about the music and I'm learning to like it. And other times it's just a track that I think, oh, that'll be interesting to play. But I work on the theory that you never know what's coming up next. And that seems to work for me and hopefully for you too. Thanks very much for tuning in and staying listening. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. So if you're in New Zealand or in the Hamilton area, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Delightful people in the store. They're all musicians. They know what you're talking about. And whether you go in looking for a guitar or accessories or mandolins or violins or ukuleles or set of drums or whatever, probably you won't be going and looking for a set of drums, but you never know. You never know. If you've got kids like mine, you need to buy sets of drums. And Shearer's Music Works have done an immense amount for music in the Hamilton and the general Waikato area in New Zealand, and I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear? From an album called Rounder Banjo. This is the Rounder label putting some of their music together. And the title of the album always amuses me, A Rounder Banjo. How can you get one rounder than that? Most of the bodies are shaped on a lathe, you know, that makes them perfectly round. But Rounder Banjo always amuses me. And this is Herb Peterson with the band Here Today, or from the album Here Today, with a Flattened Grugs standard one called The Foggy Mountain Chimes. Herb Peterson was a great picker. I first got to know him when he replaced Doug Dillard in the Dillards, but he's a mainstay of the bluegrass scene in California for a long, long time, and does some fine music, great singing. And here he is playing the Foggy Mountain Chimes. Let's hear it, Herb. Some fine picking, that's for sure. He was helped out on that one by Emery Gordy Jr. on bass, David Grisman on mandolin, Jim Buchanan on fiddle, and David Grisman on mandolin. And that was some seriously good picking going on there. Herb Peterson. Well, the early days of my bluegrass listening were flavoured by a couple of Flattened Scruggs albums that I got in the mid-1960s, and we thought this music was amazing. Then we got a couple of albums of the Dillards and thought but this is bluegrass and it sounds quite different from Flatten Scruggs. And then we got an album from Earl Taylor, which sort of tied all the sounds together. And by then my record collection was expanding exponentially and I was getting music from the Stanley Brothers, who to this day I love just about best of all. And but one band did make a big difference, the Country Gentlemen, and they made a huge difference to the bluegrass scene in the USA too. They were based in Washington, and although they came out of a background of playing pretty straightforward bluegrass music, the nature of the individuals in the classic Country Gentlemen determined that they would going to find an audience for their bluegrass music. They needed to make some money out of playing it. As John Duffy famously reported, he says he's not saving up to go on tour. And they took that approach to their music, and they were very entertaining. They drew their material from a variety of sources, straightforward bluegrass, the folk music of the day, and they didn't always agree on their material, but they managed to work it out. And the early and mid 1960s were a great time for the classic Country Gentlemen, and I'm going to play you two tracks from an album called The Country Gentlemen Going Back to the Blue Ridge Mountains. And this is the classic Country Gentlemen: Charlie Waller on guitar, John Duffy on mandolin, Eddie Adcock on banjo, and Ed Ferris on bass. At this time of these recordings, Tom Gray had just left. He'd gone back to his job working full-time as a cartographer. Ed Ferris joined. And these are live recordings. John Duffy, of course, was noted for his irreverence in some music. He was very serious about playing his music and his singing, and his mandolin playing was way out often. Charlie Waller was a great singer, totally dependable, totally reliable, and his rhythm was wonderful. Eddie Adcock was an amazing banjo player. He could play Don Reno single string style. He played Merle Travis type sound from adapted the guitar to the banjo. As a person, Eddie Adcock was also very interesting. He had been a professional boxer as a youth and fought in many professional bouts. He was a stock car driver, had a car called Banjo, and won many, many races. And he brought all that and an irreverent sense of humour to the Country Gentlemen. So John Duffy and Eddie Adcock between them clowned around and did all sorts of wonderful things. But I'm going to play two tracks, as I said, going back to the Blue Ridge Mountains, which is pretty straight bluegrass, and then one called Azuru Campana, otherwise known as Blue Bell, and featuring Eddie's amazing control of his banjo playing. This is classic Country Gentlemen. I hope you're going to enjoy it. They're live recordings, not studio recordings, and but they just capture the magic of that band. And here we go.
Troubles you have had your little way. away.
Here's an arrangement of something Eddie sort of worked up. It's a little different on the banjo, called Bluebell.
Just amazing sort of banjo playing, and they did that working on the theory that the audience really liked to see something different, something entertaining and something exciting, and they sure brought that to bluegrass music. And of course, after the Country Gentlemen, although the band continued in different forms after Adcock and Duffy left the band, the Seldom Scene came out of that. They influenced Dawn Lawson, they influenced J.D. Crowe, and a whole different scene of bluegrass music arose out of the early days of the Country Gentlemen. And we were part of that over here in New Zealand as well, listening to their music and thinking, oh, this is how bluegrass is played. And I'm delighted to say that we definitely enjoyed playing bluegrass music in the style of the Country Gentlemen, as close as we can get anyway. I'd like to say a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts at, all over the world. We are aware of that. We can actually download information about where our podcasts are listened to, and absolutely there's 40 countries on the list. Many of you in the United States, of course, listen. Brazil has a lot of people listening. Australia has some. New Zealand. And, of course, lots of individuals, no matter where you live, tune into podcasts. And I'm delighted that many of you tune into Back Porch Bluegrass as well. Thank you very much for doing that. I know that I accompany some people on their morning walk, and I go for motorbike rides, I also help out with the housework during the day, and one lady told me that they have Back Porch Bluegrass playing in her hairdressing salon, so I'm tickled pink about that too. lots of people listen on the Access Radio programs throughout New Zealand. Different times of the day and night, you're likely to hear Back Porch Bluegrass played over the various Access radio stations, or community radio stations as they used to be known. And also in Canada, thank you very much for having Back Porch Bluegrass over there. I hope you're enjoying my take on the music. Of course, we're played on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and lots of different ways you could hear Back Porch Bluegrass. And I hope you're all enjoying my rather South Pacific take on bluegrass music. In fact, here's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That's a band I played in for most of my life. And this was recorded in 1970. I think it was from the Greenbrier Boys, if I remember correctly. Sometimes my memory is getting a little bit hazy. But here's a tune called The Train That I Ride.
Train that I ride is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
No more will I roam, no more will I wander. No more will I roam, no more will I wander. The early morning train will take me down yonder.
The train that I ride is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. The early morning train will leave here tomorrow. The train that I ride
is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
The train that I
ride is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
That was pretty fast. Some great singing by David Caller doing the high tenor, Lindsay Bodoni and Alan Rhodes doing the lead vocals. They found out by that stage that I couldn't sing very well, so I was confined to banjo playing, which I played pretty fast, I must admit. Don't think I could do that these days. Train That I Ride, we had a lot of fun in those days. Here's Chris Brashy, Peter McLaughlin, Todd Phillips again from the Colton House Sessions with an intriguing title, The Hassayampa Blues.
Take this warning, nothing left of my name. There ain't nothing left in a two-bit claim. Rode across the state of Texas from the hills of Tennessee. Arizona left me ragged, now I'm drunk what I will be. Hassayampa blues got a hold on me. There was gold, there was copper, there was silver too. Miners spent all their money where the women were few. In Prescott, your own, this whole country round. It's hard luck and trouble gonna get you down. The Hassayampa Blues, they got a hold on me. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. Thank you. a Russian 49, again at 63. The year of 87 got the best of me. Miners worked a little best, the Iron King and Queen. The big bug copper was a big machine. A Hassayampa blues got a hold on me. Remember Belgian Jenny, who was killed by her man. Thought she was dead, then he shot her again. People stood there watching down the awful scene. Lockwood took his own life, you know he'd been so mean. The Hassayampa blues got a hold on him. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. Cardenas came from Mexico a long time ago. Heard about a big river, but he just didn't know. Didn't know the Hassayampa River water he drank turned a truthful miner to a lying scam. The Hassayampa blues got a hold on him. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone.
A great feel in that song. Penn McLaughlin is a wonderful singer and player. Played with Laurie Lewis Group, plays with Mark Miracle, and I'd say he'd be fit into any band and does a great job of songs like that. More classic bluegrass from the Bluegrass Album Band. This is a song taken from country music, really, and it was part of the Flat & Scruggs repertoire. Just one of the popular country songs of the day, called I'd Rather Be Alone.
I'd rather be alone, have you dream of me only, than to have you say you're sorry that we are apart. I'd rather be alone, than have you dream of me only, than to be in your arms, but never in your heart. I just received your letter, you asked me to come home, and say you're sorry that you went away. This is an old, old story, I've heard it all before, so darling, this is all that I can say. I'd rather be alone, to have you dream of me only, than to have you say you're sorry that we are apart. I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to be in your arms but never in your heart.
Change your heart of stone.
I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to have you say you're sorry that we are apart. I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to be in your arms but never in your heart.
sorry that we are apart. I'd rather be alone, your happy dream of me only, than to be in your arms, but never in your heart.
Oh, some lovely bluegrass music there. Top notch, I'd call it. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I'm glad you've stayed with me right through. We've tried to have a wide range of music, and I'm going to finish with something slightly different. This is one of my favourite songs of all time. It's from the Patti Loveless Mountain Soul album of 2001, and it's a story of a tragic love affair. They're always my favourite songs. That was a very one-sided love affair called Sorrowful Angels. Hope you enjoy this. Hope it doesn't make you too sad at the finish of the show. Join me again next week. Bye.
She loved him most when his eyes were gray, the pale shade of a winter day. They filled her with a raging fire and a bittersweet desire. She shined for him like candlelight that softly beckons. He said no right to her face, then simply turned and walked away. All heaven watched from way on high, true love given and denied. And while her
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.